Now, most people take a camera when on holiday to capture lasting images of a special time with friends and family, but do you really need anything more than your iPhone? In September, a Yorkshire holiday park's offering guests courses in smartphone photography. Elaine Taylor won first prize in the portrait category in the World iPhone Photography Awards, and she's the tutor. When cameras first appeared in mobiles, critics dismissed their quality as inferior when compared to professional kit. But Elaine says there have been significant improvements.
Technology has moved on so much now that, you know, mobile photography is spreading all over the place. Journalists are using it. Big companies, big brands are commissioning mobile photographers to take shots for them.
During the sessions, Elaine will cover the principles which apply to all photography.
So the basic checks for any good photograph, whether it's with a phone or any other piece of equipment. So things like composition, light, perspective, you know, just spending that second or two extra thinking about the shot. I think with mobile phones now, one of the main issues is it's so easy just to grab your phone, point and shoot without really thinking about those things. But as I've said, you know, just with a second or two extra's thought, you can really substantially improve the shots that you're getting.
Snapseed is the app Elaine wouldn't be without.
And within the app itself, it has training guides and examples of how to do stuff. So it's really user-friendly. It's got lots of functionality. You can start with basic tweaks, such as cropping, and you can take it further than that to blending images, adding filters.
So what advantages does a smartphone offer over a regular camera?
I try to be as candid as I can. So, you know, I'm constantly following my children around with my phone, but I can take shots of them without them realising I'm doing it. It's so discreet. So I can get a lot of candid images, which is what I seek out to do, without them realising I'm doing it. So that's one thing. I think also just the different angles and perspectives you can get because it's so light and so small. You know, I find myself lying on the floor or climbing up a tree or, you know, it just makes it a lot easier to get some really interesting and candid shots.
The course is on in the morning and afternoon of September 17th at the Sandlermere Holiday Village in Withernsea on the Yorkshire coast. Find out more by going to the Sandlermere website.